It is the Advertising Week Social Club, day two at AdTech in San Francisco. Thanks so much for joining us. Very excited. We get a chance to walk around. We get a chance to go to press briefings. We get a chance to meet all these great people. One of whom was at our press briefing earlier, Matt Huerta, the CEO and co-founder of GutCheck from one of my hometowns, Denver, Colorado. How are you?
I'm doing great, Doug. Thank you.
So, the press briefing we alluded to. What were the biggest things that you wanted people to take away from the press briefing?
Yeah, there's a couple things. So at GutCheck, we launched pretty recently, and we got a lot of feedback from the market in terms of what they wanted. And what big agencies and big marketers wanted is a kind of more scaled up way of doing what we do. And what we do is allow people to get online very quickly, get the insights that they would get, from doing focus groups or something like that. But we provide it in a matter of minutes, and we provide it about 10% of the cost of kind of traditional ways of doing things. So what we wanted to get across is that you can get these kind of insights very affordably in quick amount of time frames, and now you can do it in a way where you can get entire teams collaborating on projects.
Well, we talk about the what. What I like to get to is the spirit of the why. What do you love most about what it is you do?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, if you think about the industry we're in, the insights industry, if you will, I'm not even sure if people categorize it as that, but most of the... I've coined it. But, this is an industry that hasn't changed much in 15 years. I mean, if you go watch an episode of Mad Men, for example, they have these focus groups every once in a while, and I see these on Sunday nights, and I'm like, my God, this stuff has not changed in 50 years. And so that's the exciting thing for me, is we're really kind of changing things up. And there's nothing wrong with focus groups, right? They're great. They've been around for a long time for a reason. But we're trying to make these things more affordable and more timely so more people can do them more often.
Brief side note, there's somebody who looks like Rick Ocasek behind us on his mobile phone. I'm just saying. But I do want to ask you a little bonus question, because you are from Denver, you're from Colorado. I went to University of Denver. Really kind of unique, interesting technology community there. How would you describe the community in Colorado?
Yeah, it's up and coming for sure. And I think, if you look at Denver and Boulder, there's just this palpable sense that there's a lot of great stuff going on. And I think it's because the community of venture capitalists and startup companies have kind of reinvested in the community. People that have had success there said, hey, well, how do we do more of this? And so now there's organization around it. There's a program called TechStars, which is now kind of spread all over the world. That's really, it's not your typical kind of incubator where, hey, I'll give you a phone line and some office space. They're providing mentors that have been there and done that before to help these entrepreneurs out so they can get their first companies off the ground. And then it's kind of rinse, repeat. Once those guys are successful, they kind of loop back in and help the next generation out.
Nice. Well, Matt, thank you for joining us. Best wishes for continued success. And I'll see you in Colorado soon. We're making a trip out. My niece is graduating from high school. So thank you for joining us.
Right on. Thanks, Doug.